Blog Talk Radio.
A nice show lined up this evening. We have a wonderful special guest this evening. We're going to bring him on before we start talking. We're going to welcome Elder Robert Pierce. to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Ms. Elder Pierce, welcome.
Everyone, I pray that everyone is having a wonderful evening, and I look forward to our time together. I just can't wait to get into this thing. I'm looking forward to it, and pray that everyone is blessed.
Yes. And we welcome you to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. It's an honor to have you on, and we thank you for taking the time out to join us this evening.
Amen.
I am honored.
Amen. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. You want to tell us a bit about yourself and share your testimony?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Again, my name is Elder Robert Pierce. I am a native from the Bronx, New York, currently living in Atlanta, Georgia. Love the Lord. I been saved for probably all my life. As a young boy, I'm a son of a preacher. But me just being saved did not mean I did not stray and go wayward from time to time for many years. Actually, I'm just blessed to be in the hands of the Lord. I'm blessed to be delivered from so many things. I can go on for days of all the things I were delivered from hanging out, smoking drugs, marijuana, selling drugs on the corner, doing it all. At one point, I tried to do everything but serve God. But even in the midst of that, he seemed to keep his hand upon me and not allow me to stray out too far when others were doing the same thing I was doing, who are either in jail or they're dead now. God somehow spared my life. I did more drugs than some people. I did some bad things more than some people who are in jail right now. But he kept his hands on me and wouldn't allow the enemy to take me all away. There was even a point, I want to share this with everyone. There was even a point when I moved to Atlanta, was a very dark period in my life. I left New York for some reasons and came down to Atlanta for a fresh start. But I don't know if you know this, but you can run, but you can't hide from yourself. No matter where you go, you're there. And so moving to Atlanta was just a change in geographic location. Wasn't a change in my heart. So I got involved in similar activities here in Atlanta of selling drugs, smoking weed, hanging out, doing everything I thought I wanted to do. And it got to the point where I was so tired and so weary and so frustrated and distraught with life that one Friday night I put a 9mm pistol to my head and pulled the trigger. I didn't write any note. I didn't talk about it to anyone. I decided that I wanted to be out of here. Didn't play with it. I pulled the trigger. I want someone to hear me. I pulled the trigger. I didn't think about doing it. I pulled the trigger. But even in the midst of me pulling the trigger and the gun going off, somehow God spared my life. And I'm here today to tell folk about it and to tell people that no matter how dark times may seem, God still loves you. And if God still has his hand on you, and when he wants you, he's going to get you. And from that day on, I have not turned back from the Lord. And that was in 1994, a Friday night. And so from then on, I can't tell you I didn't have struggles. I can't tell you that I didn't have heartache and pain. But one thing I am sure of, that the Lord has been on my side, and he's been with me through all that I've been through. And so I just praise him every chance I get. As I said, I can go on and on and on about the things that the Lord has done for me. But I wanted to share that. I just want to encourage someone out there, even before anyone calls in, this may spark someone to call in. That no matter how dark the days seem, no matter how bleak your life seems, as long as you know that the Lord is on your side and he's with you, there's another day. don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that powerful testimony. That was powerful right there. Death and lifeline, the power of our tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof based on the word of God, Proverbs 18. But Proverbs 18, verse 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. There's so much pain behind our praise reports. Where you are now in the Lord, being that elder and speaking so eloquently, you had to go through something. You had to go through
Absolutely.
Your own pain. And you're still taking up your cross daily, you know, dying to self daily. And it's not easy, especially being a leader, being judged. So I'm thanking God for your testimony, and I know that I can speak for everyone on the call. That inspires us so much more listening to you. We really blessed by hearing the word of God through you, hearing the word of God through you. So you making it as just all of us made it.
Your testimony
Absolutely.
Is amazing. We do have some callers, but before we go to the caller, we're just going to take a call. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to take a couple callers, okay? So just hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Times when there was no one around, God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Times when there was
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We have Minister Sanders, co-host, and we also have our special guest this evening, Elder Robert Pierce. We're going to take a couple callers real fast. Is everyone there?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Chantel.
Hi, Chantel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in this evening.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, haven't spoken to you in so long.
I know. It's been a rough couple of months since the last time we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that had been going on with me for the past 2 years, and then, you know, I blame myself for everything, and I felt like I couldn't talk to God about it. I felt that, you know, I don't know what it was. I didn't understand. Like, I tried to reason with myself, but it wasn't working. And I signed up for the military. And before I was, you know, months before I was going to leave, I said, okay, I got to get back in the church. I got to get back in the church. And I kept telling myself. And each Sunday, it was just something else. I had a headache. I didn't feel like it. I woke up late, something. And, you know, I finally left and went. And, you know, when you go, they tell you, you know, they encourage people to practice their religion. And, you know, our chaplain met with us and, you know, so I decided to go to church the next Sunday, and I cried, and I was just, it was so much, like, I don't know. And then after that Sunday, you know, I decided to get on to the, you know, the praise and worship team, and, you know, it was good. I got back in the church and everything, but during the week, I wasn't, you know, doing what I was supposed to, you know, praying, reading my Bible. And finally, after a few weeks of being there, I decided, hey, I need to do this. I need to be fully committed. And I noticed that after reading my Bible and praying and, you know, even throughout the day, just thanking him for getting me through, thanking him for just the little things, the big things, everything, I was so much happier. I was able to get through things. I wasn't getting frustrated at every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got through my basic training. I passed, and I graduated. My family saw a big change in my life, and they're proud of me, and I'm proud, and I'm happy that I was able to make my family happy after everything that they've been through on my behalf.
Right.
So I just want to, you know, thank God for bringing me through, and right now I'm still in training. I'm at my job training, and I just ask that keep me in your prayers to get through this, because this is not the easiest training.
Of course not. But you know, I had the pleasure of working with you at one of your down points, you know.
Yeah.
When things wasn't working out too great, and, you know, you were one of my favorites, you know, even though, you know, life, dealing with life itself wasn't the best for you, you know, you made the best out of it, you know, and I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you, of what you've done so far, you know, and what God will continue to bless you with. You know, I'm definitely happy that you are reading your Bible and you are staying encouraged. You know, that's very, very important, very important. And, of course, I have a my co-host, Minister Sanders, and we have a special guest, Elder Robert Pierce, on there. So I'm going to ask you guys to give her some words of encouragement. She gave briefly, you know, her testimony, and pretty much, you know, if you guys can just give her words of encouragement, you know, on just keeping her grounded, keeping her focused. You know, life hasn't always been fair to her, you know, and wasn't dealt the best hand, but she came a long, long way, a long way. We're going to start off with Elder Roberts. Do you want to give some words of encouragement?
Absolutely. Chantel, the first thing I want to say to you is God bless you and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Not everyone makes it out of the dark places. And I listened to you very intently, and you said a word that I grabbed on. You decided that you was going to do this. You made up in your mind, I will serve the Lord. I will give God another shot. So many times we stay on the ground level perspective and we focus on what our problems is. But if you can muster up enough faith to change your perspective on your situation and not give up, as you can tell now, you'll see a change in your life. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why you're being strengthened, because you're being intentional about getting in your word and hearing the word, not just on Sunday, but every day of the week. Every chance you get, you're encouraging yourself. Don't stop doing that, because the enemy will rise up and try to test your faith.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, the more words you put into your spirit, the more word you can combat the enemy with. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so I encourage you to stay in your word daily. Go after God with reckless abandon, because the enemy will rise up and test your faith. But just as you made up your mind to seek God, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. That's a conscious decision that no matter what I face, I'm going to bless the Lord. So when I'm feeling in discouragement, I'm going to bless the Lord. When everything seems to be going wrong, I'm going to bless the Lord. No matter what comes my way, you don't take that praise off your mouth. Even on the song that we heard, praise Him in advance. So when it doesn't look good, you're going to bless the Lord. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with Minister Sanders' call. Minister Sanders, can you hear me?
Yes, I can speak now.
Okay. Did you hear this call? We can hear you. Did you hear the caller's testimony?
Yes, I heard the caller's testimony. I was trying to say before that, man of God, come to speak, there's a lot of background noise, a lot of someone's breathing heavily in the background. So the callers, if they're not speaking, if they place their phones on mute, just to kind of minimize the background noise is all I was going to say.
Okay. So, Chantel, I just want to say to you once again to always stay encouraged and always, of course, keep in contact with me. You know, let me know how everything's going with you, please.
Okay.
You know, I'm not with you on a daily basis, but you can still, you know, inbox me. You know, and I'll send you my information as well. So this way you can, you know, keep in contact with me. Let me know you're doing okay. You know, even at your troubled times, we can read the Bible together. It's fine.
Okay.
And Chantel, can I say one more thing? I'm sorry. Surround yourself with like-minded people.
Mm.
And so find someone else who is seeking the Lord so you can encourage one another. It's hard to walk this walk by yourself. And so you're going to need a prayer partner, someone who's going to hold you accountable and that you can hold accountable. And like I said, to encourage one another when the times get rough. Trying to do this, there's no need to try to do this by yourself when you have a body of believers that can surround you and pray with you and support you. And so find someone, pray to God that he'll send you somebody who will be there to walk with you and talk with you, laugh with you, and cry with you. And I promise you, you'll see better days.
Amen. Praise God. And to add, what I would say is words of encouragement. Remember, sis, he that is Luke, the book of Luke chapter 16 and 10 tells us is, and this is Jesus speaking, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in also much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit you to trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you what is your own? So you're going to have to, and well, let me read 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So to piggyback on what the elder was saying, surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Someone who doesn't have a vision or has a purpose, they're not going to understand yours. If you are trying your best, you're trying your best to come up. So, of course, the devil is going to bother you the more serious you get about the Lord and doing his work. You're going to have jealousy and envy all around you, you know. But people who are not trying to do anything with themselves, you know, always trying to pour negativity into you, telling you every time you may get a little discouraged, okay, you might as well give up. Get away from those people. That's what the elders say. Surround yourself with people who have a drive and a purpose.
Yeah.
People can pour into your spirit and not your flesh, because that's what's going to have to make it. You got to search for God through these people. So I'm really loving the dialogue right now. I'm really loving the way the call is going. And thank God for you calling in. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just know you have support.
Thank you, ma'am.
And, you know, Chantel, we're here at GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday every Sunday from 7 to 9. And you can feel free to call in whenever you like. You can call in, you know, even if it's just to say you're thankful for God waking you up this morning. You know, if you need words of encouragement about your studies, you know, or just life itself, you know, make sure that you call in. You know, don't be afraid. Just press that one button and know that, you know, we're going to encourage you. We're going to always encourage you.
That's right.
All right. We're going to go to another. You can hold the line and you can still listen to the show. We're here until 9 o'clock. We're going to take another caller, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Jeremy?
Welcome. Yes, I can hear you. How's everything?
I'm good. I'm good.
Praise God.
Would you like to tell everyone what you're thankful for and give your testimony?
I thought I was number four. Okay. I guess I'm on the air. First and foremost,
yes,
I would like.
You are.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was told I was number four. Okay. First and foremost, I'd like to give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for waking me up and allowing me to continue to learn more about him each day. Because, like the elder said, I don't want to repeat it because that's my life story. I did all that. All that he said, I did that. So I thank you for sharing your testimony because that's my life story. But I gave that up 2007 after coming out of the coma because I tried to kill myself. So ever since then, with the thanks of my baby sister from bringing me to the Lord, I've been there ever since.
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. Look, it's a complete 360, you know, and I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so happy that we are back in contact. We lost a little contact for a minute there.
Well, somebody stole my phone, so I had to get a new one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure that you have my number, you know, besides the connection on Facebook. So, of course, we can encourage each other.
No, okay.
And you know I know some of your testimony, so.
Yeah. Okay, don't tell everything, though.
It's your testimony to tell. You know, tell anyone, whenever you want to give your testimony, you don't have to say the whole thing. You know,
that's your
story, you know. But, I'm your sister, so I know. You know, I'm happy. I'm so happy for you, you know, a complete 360.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, those of you who are just calling in, this is one of my older brothers, you know, who has a wonderful testimony, you know, like he said, just like the elder, you know, he's done all of that, you know, and, you know, coming out the coma and changing his life around, that's a testimony by itself, you know, and life hasn't always been, you know, good for him, but he's made the best out of it, you know, he's definitely made the best out of it, and, you know, I'm always going to say, you know, stay encouraged, you know, stay focused, you know, don't let temptation, you know, get the best of you. You know, you got to fight that devil all the way around. You got to fight it. You have to fight it. I'm going to ask Elder Robert Pierce to give Jeremy some words of encouragement.
Yes. You said his name. Jeremy is your name, my brother?
Yes. Jeremy.
Jeremy. Oh, nice to meet you, my brother. I could probably talk to you for hours.
Listen, we could politic. You hear me?
For hours. As I just even heard you, a glimpse of your story, and I know you didn't even go nowhere near into it.
No,
but
that was
the
just
fact that the fact that I heard you say the Lord brought you out of a coma.
Yes.
It's an amazing testimony of God's grace and mercy, because you know, I know, it wasn't nothing you did.
No.
This is all God's grace and mercy.
Yes, sir.
And so I want to encourage you to stay on this road, but as your path crosses others who've been on our path, it's our responsibility to share our story and to tell them if God can do it for you, he can do it for someone else.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, not to cut you off, but every time I do that, people, like, they get to talking negative, and that's when I just, like, you know what I mean, I get angry, like, you know what I mean? That's what I get angry.
Let me help you with that. Yeah, let me help you with that. It's your responsibility to tell the story, not your responsibility that they receive it.
Okay, right. That's my problem.
Right.
Because let's talk back when we was running. Folk tried to tell us about the Lord, right? We wasn't hearing it.
No, we wasn't.
Everyone, it's their lesson to learn. You're planting the seed. It's not your responsibility to grow the harvest. Your responsibility is to plant the seed and go on. If they're not hearing it, amen. One day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you may never see them again, but one day when they get tired of being tired and they bow down to their knees, they'll remember your testimony.
Okay.
That's right. And you never know when your testimony is someone else's testimony, and they might not tell you. You know, they might talk negative.
Right.
But
absolutely,
what you have to remember is your testimony is going to save a lot of people's lives, and that person might not tell you, oh, thank you for sharing your testimony. It saved my life. I've been there. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to throw some negative stuff on there to take the attention off themselves because they know they can relate. You know, but it's your job just to tell your story to those people that will listen to your story, and the ones that will gravitate to it and say, you know what, yes, I thank you for sharing that testimony with me, those are the ones that's going to reach out to you. You know, the negative ones, you want to leave them being negative. You know, you want to leave them right there. You know, because those are the ones that's going to try and get you to do the negative things that you used to do. They don't want to see God moving you. You know, they want to see the devil moving you. They want to see, you know, the journey that they used to see. You know, but once you make that decision yourself to say, you know what, I've changed. I'm not the person I used to be, and I'm not going to go back being that person. Then you see your talk, everything's going to be different. Your vibe, everything. The glow in your walk, the glow in your smile, just your whole aura is going to be completely different. Completely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And just to piggyback on what she just said, you know, it's going to be people that are afraid, but Romans 15 tells us we have to bear the infirmities of those that are weak. And when you step out and you give your testimony that you never know who may be bound or going through the same thing that you're going through and just need to get that faith. I like to use this parallel. We are flashlights. Just as Jesus was the flashlight that led us out of darkness, He shined the light on us. So many of us are the light that shine on so many people. So many of us are ashamed. Like, I'll be the first one to tell you, I used to smoke weed 24/7. It was my breakfast, my lunch, my midday snack, somewhere in between snacks. I used to get so high that I thought I couldn't concentrate without weed. That's just how bad I was gone. But I'm not ashamed, you know what I mean? And then going to eat a bag in the refrigerator. And then confused and broke at just go through thousands of dollars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, I used to be ashamed to share that testimony. I used to be ashamed, okay, I'm a minister now, they don't want to hear about that. People are going to judge me. But the book of 1 John 4 tells us there was no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear hath torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. So, see, I was tormenting myself. You know, the devil, what he don't want us to do is speak. Because the power of our word, God is the word. So to use the word of God to speak, that's love right there. If someone can't hear what you've been through, you don't need to be around them. If you can't be yourself, the worst thing in the world is to be somebody else for somebody else instead of being yourself for yourself. So giving the internet, sharing your testimony, it encourages me. I'm thanking God for the elder. I'm thanking God for you. I say Lavina's brother. I forgot your name, but Lavina's brother. I thank God for you. Keep sharing your testimony and stepping out because the people need to hear that. It's some crackheads that need to be set free. It's some prostitutes that need to be set free. Jesus died for us, y'all. He died for us who needed help. He didn't die for perfect people. So I'm thanking God and enjoying the testimonies on tonight. We can say, but God, we used to do, but we don't do it no more. Let everybody live in our past, because the people living in our past, they're not standing in the way of our future. They back there. We looking forward. We looking forward.
Amen. Amen.
And what we're going to do is, for some reason, since last week, I've had this song that I wake up to in the middle of the night, and the song, the words is just in my head, and I really can't explain it, you know, but I found that song today, so we're going to go to that song real fast, and the song is actually by Fred Hammond, No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Fall.
Wow.
That's my song. That's my song, baby.
When I tell you, this song has been on my mind. I've been waking up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm humming this song. You know, I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and I can't get this song out of my head. That's why I said, you know, that the devil, it has been busy, you know, with me lately, you know, but for some reason it's leading me back to my gospel music that, you know, keeps me grounded and that can make me smile, you know. So I'm going to share this song, you know, with everyone that's listening and those of you that will listen later on. You know, this is a song definitely I think that a lot of people, you know, can relate to. And it's something that people should really pay attention to, you know, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But we're going to go to that song real fast. Just hold the line.
No weapon formed against me
lyrics, the weirdest thing is that I don't even have this song. I found the song today. Why I'm waking up singing this song, I have no idea. But it's there. It's so vivid where I can sing the song word for word, and I've only heard it once, twice being tonight. So I don't know. It's one of those things you just can't explain, but it's happening. So I hope everyone, you know, did enjoy the song and will continue to listen to the song, you know, in their form, you know, that they're going through. We have, the lines are definitely lit up, so we're going to take some more callers here.
Praise God.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm blessed.
That's excellent. That's excellent. We welcome you to call into GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday every Sunday. You're one of our newest faithful callers that calls in. Would you like to tell the callers what you're thankful for or to give your testimony this evening?
I'm thankful just being alive today. I'm thankful for my family. I know I've been through a whole lot yesterday. We was at this church and whatever, and my brother was in the car, and he wouldn't do nothing but just sit in the car and just stand, like, stare there. And it was just so weird. The way that he did it was, like, so weird. And I said, girl, you know what? Just take whatever's going on and just take it. But I just thank God because when I tried so hard. When I was 7 years old, I just had got healed, set, and everything like that. I just got healed from not couldn't see, hear, walk, talk, whatever. And I was doing some harmful things to myself, and I was trying to kill myself also, but it wouldn't work, and I never told my mama, nor my daddy, nor my brother. And I would be so scared telling people about what God had done for me when I was 7 years old. And when I got saved, it was like my mama kept on praying for me and praying for me and praying for me. And I'd be like, Mama, why are you praying for me so much? Why? She said, because you got a calling in life and you need to get yourself together. And I wouldn't think why she would say that. But now I understand. Now she has passed and I'm 14. And it's just, I mean, I tried to kill my own self when I was 7, cut myself, trying to do drugs, stuff like that. And I'm allergic to drugs, so it's very, so, but I couldn't do it, so I didn't. And the thing about it was God had allowed me to be allergic so I wouldn't be able to do it. And I told, my mama already knew, but I didn't tell her anything. So it was like I didn't know what I was doing was wrong. And I went to school one day. I always talked about God and stuff, but I never really realized that I wasn't saved. I wasn't saved at all. And my mama, she was praying for me one day. She said, help my daughter to get saved. Just help, let her do your will anyway. And I'm looking like, I will do his will. He's stupid. Like, I'm just saying all this other stuff. And one day, my mama was talking about repentance in a sermon, and I was curious. You know how you get curious about getting, you know how you get curious about stuff? And I was curious, so I got saved that day. And we was, and then I stopped doing all that stuff. And then when I was 8 years old, we went to Alabama. And my mama had said, you want the Holy Ghost, Martha? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. She said, stop lying, get on the altar and pray. So I got down on the altar, and I started praying, and 3 minutes later, I got the Holy Ghost. So I just thank God for just letting me live. I mean, it's so, because a lot of people don't get through what they go through, and they don't get what God has in store for them. And I realize that now. So I thank God that he just let me live. That's all I have to say.
I may say, this is one thing for you, Martha. I've been dealing with you for a while. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Praise God. Martha, what you have to understand is you got to change up your thought process and the way things are going. I understand you truly love your brother, and we have loved ones that we love. But the thing is, like we were just telling the sister earlier, you have to be poured into as well, because if you're constantly pouring out and you're seeking and thirsting after everything that is unjust in God, guess what? That demonic influence is going to jump off on you. Philippians in chapter 4 tells us, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See what I'm saying? You're looking for reasons to praise your brother, praise him, and he's not giving God any reason to deserve that praise that's coming. And it's hard to accept. It's hard to accept, but we're going to be real and tell the truth and shame the devil. And sometimes it's your very own family that can hold you back from your blessings and your breakthrough. So you have to remember that, and you're going to have to separate from some things. You got to make a choice. It's either my salvation or not. So your brother got to want to change. He has to want to serve the Lord. He's going to have to want it. You can want it all day for him, but until he wants it himself, it's nothing you're going to be able to do but pray and keep getting what God gives to you and not allow him to hold you back. That's where the source of your depression and anxiety is coming in at. There's going to have to come a time you got to keep on moving. And I know that sounds tight, but it's right. But it's right.
Well, you can keep, you know, you can keep on, you know, Martha, you can keep on moving, but at the same time, you know, just, I would say just continue to pray, you know, continue to pray that God moves him and God moves his spirit to want to do the right thing, you know. But, you know, in your process of moving on and getting older yourself, just make sure that, you know, you continue always to keep him and the rest of your family in, you know, in your prayers at all times. You know, the journey is definitely going to get a lot harder for you, you know. And, of course, the people that surround you, you want them to be able to walk and talk with the Lord the same way you do. But it's the spirit works for different people at different times. And maybe it's just that it hasn't worked for him just yet. But, you know, God willing, if he believes in God himself, then it will come to him eventually, and he will decide to turn his life around. But you have to always remember that, you know, you guys are kids. You guys are young. And a lot of people say, okay, the spirit calls you young, you know, and everything. But, you know, I was in church when I was young, too. And I can tell you, I strayed away for a very long time. And my mom, you know, my family had us in church every single Sunday. But until we decided in our heart that we were going to do the right thing and walk and talk by faith and live the right way, then guess what? They can bring me there every Sunday, but I couldn't tell you what they were saying, you know. So the Spirit's going to have to move him at the right time, and then he will decide to change his life. But you always keep him in your prayers and don't turn your back on him. Elder Robert Pierce, would you like to give any words of encouragement?
Absolutely, and I'm going to lean back to the song. The song ministered to you, my sister. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Right now, the weapon the enemy is using against you is your brother. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It goes on to say God will do what he says he's going to do. And so all we have to do is trust. It's not your lesson to learn again. We can't make someone get the lesson. We pray, we put the word in front of them. But the best thing we can do is model our lives after Christ. We're the best testimony is just living your life for Christ. It goes far further than words when he sees you walking and standing up for the Lord and walking in faith. We don't know when it's going to happen. We just believe that it's going to happen. And so, like the other song says, praise him in advance. It don't look like it right now, but no weapon shall prosper. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to go to another caller. I'm going to say I have been waiting for this caller to call in and press the one button since Spiritual Sunday has started. So I'm going to bring her on the air. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Ethel LeMay.
podcast. Well, and I'm going to say, because I always say don't say, but I'm going to say this is my mama. And I have been waiting for her to press the one button since Spiritual Sunday started, because she has a testimony. Mom, would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Yes, I'd like to give a testimony. I'd like to first give honor and praise to the Lord and Savior, who's the head of my life. He brought me through breast cancer. I was diagnosed April 16. I went to chemo. It was terrible. The months were just terrible. I had to go through chemo and all that. I had all that stuff going down. But the Lord brought me through it. I'm back to work again.
Go ahead.
Breast cancer free.
Amen.
So I just like to give the praise and honor for that I can sit here and talk about it, that I came through it.
That's right. And I always talk about my mom and her testimony. And, you know, those of you who do know, you know, I always said, okay, when she's ready, she's going to call me and she's going to press that one button.
Yes.
And that means so much to me, you know. So I'm going to ask that Elder Robert Pierce, if you want to give any words of encouragement.
Absolutely. Mama, can I call you Mama?
Yes.
Mama, I praise God for your healing. Praise God for your testimony. I want to share a little testimony I have about healing power, because the Lord recently healed me of something. A month ago, I went to the doctor because in my neck I had excruciating pain. Went to the doctor. I couldn't sleep. I could barely walk. I went to the doctor. They checked me out, did an MRI. Doctor came in and said, "Mr. Pierce, I have some news for you. I give you 2 years and you're going to be in a wheelchair."
Wow.
I said, okay. but immediately I postured myself in prayer, because I know the promises that the Lord has for me, and I can't do it in a wheelchair. And so I postured myself immediately in prayer.
Right.
That was on a Tuesday. That Sunday, it was on my birthday, November the 18th. I had to minister 2 services at my home church. During the second service, as I'm preaching the word of God, I feel a burning in my back, excruciating burning. I didn't know what was going on, but my back was like it was on fire. Mind you, when the doctor told me, they showed me the MRI where my back was failing and the bones around my spine were literally deteriorating. They pointed it to me and showed it to me. That was on a Tuesday. I preached that Sunday. My back was burning. That Monday morning, I went back to the doctor to schedule a surgery that they was going to try to put some pins in my back to try to slow down this process. On that Monday, the doctor looked at the MRI again and said, "Mr. Pierce, I don't know how this has happened, but your back has healed itself."
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I don't know if the folk out there heard me. The Lord touched my back.
Yes, he did.
And repaired it. And so when I hear stories of healing, tangible stories, I'm not talking in theory, tangible. So, Mama, when I hear you say that the Lord has healed you of cancer, you're healed. And so just rejoice. You're healed. This is tangible. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I want to encourage someone else out there who may have been given a bad doctor's report. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And if you stand on this, Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. Faith is a substance. Let me break down that word, and I don't want to go too long, but I'm getting happy now, Mama. You know, made me happy.
God.
Faith is the substance. The word sub means under. Right. And so faith is the thing that is under your stance.
Yes.
So when you take a stance that I'm healed and you put faith under it, you're healed.
I'm healed.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I'm standing on something, and that something is faith.
Right.
And so I just thank you for your testimony and for
you're
your
welcome.
Faith. And I'm gonna stop because I'm gonna start preaching. So let me stop.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Oh my God. Let me say this lesson, please. Let me throw this in there right quick. I tell you, she had to tear me up, and we ain't even just barely past the first hour. I'm just thankful and grateful. I gotta share this. I gotta call you, Mama. I gotta call you, Mama. Luke 8. I was thinking about the woman with the issue of blood. Mama,
yes.
You touched Jesus. You grabbed the virtue out of Jesus, Mama. That's what you did. I was
Alrighty.
Thinking that the author was just saying that woman who wandered around 12 years, she spent living upon physicians, and how the
right.
said, the doctor said, you have a healing. We don't know how you healed. The doctor didn't know how you was healed of your cancer. But
that's right.
Because you touched Jesus, how you were healed, that's how he was healed. Mama, you touched Jesus. You made Jesus say, who touched me? You turn around, he said, somebody touch me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. You grab virtue out of Jesus with the way you believe, and you are on this phone. I mean, you were cancer-bound, and you're on here so full of life and telling
yes.
us. You were telling us, the Bible says, and when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and fall down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. This is the word of God being made manifest. You told us you were healed because you grabbed the virtue out of Jesus. I'm thankful and grateful. I'm inspired. God,
thank
I'm
you.
Crying kisses of joy. I know the Venus crying over there. Y'all got us so happy. Mama that came and tore us up. We got to get to this call, y'all.
Okay.
I'm happy, y'all. That's all right. Your mama's okay.
I'm fine.
Yes.
Well, Mom, look, I do thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I've been waiting for you to press that one button.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Mama.
All right.
She blessed us.
Yes.
So happy. Oh,
okay. We've had some callers holding for a minute right now, so we're just going to bring everyone in at one time at this point. And then we'll start off with Minister Arthur Weathersby first.
All right.
Amen. I've just been patiently waiting. That's all right. I just thank God for the opportunity to be here, and I just want to say three quick things to Elder, to your moms, and to your brother. And Elder and your moms, I can tell you what I heard when I heard both of you give your testimonies I heard it in your voice. The Bible says to them that believes, all things
yes.
are possible.
All
and
things
I heard
are possible.
I heard it. That's what I didn't need to know anything else. I heard it in the voice. And that's how he operates. When we believe, anything is possible to them that believe.
Yes.
And then Sister Lavina, your brother, just for clarification, he ain't do no 360. He did a 180.
Mm-hmm.
360 brings you back to where you started from.
Mm-hmm.
He
right.
turned around from where he was. He did a 180.
He looked back.
And we thank God for that 180, because I know I've been there. I listened to both of y'all's testimonies, the elder and brother, and yeah, we got some similar stories that we can tell. But I thank God that while I was yet sinning, he died for me.
Yes.
He didn't wait for me to come up out of my mess. He met me in the midst of my mess and brought me out. And that's the key, because, we don't go through nothing in life on our own strength, on our own power. Matter of fact, here's the good thing about it. We go through. But God is there with
that's
us
right.
every step of the way, leading, guiding us, holding us up, encouraging us. He doing the work. We just going along for the ride. If we believe and trust in him, and, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He will certainly direct your path.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that. Thank
Amen.
God for having an opportunity to be here and listen to everyone. And I know we got a lot of people, so I'm going to hush my fuss.
All right, well, we're going to keep you on the air, though, okay? You're going to keep on here with us. All right, we're going to go to Shelly.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Shelly.
Hello.
How are you, Shelly? We can hear you.
I'm good.
You okay?
How's everybody doing? I'm okay. I'm blessed. Definitely blessed.
Excellent.
What I wanted to say tonight, last time I was on the show, I said something that I don't have a church home. Don't have that. It's just something that's been weighing on my heart, like for like the last 10 years. That I'm gonna go ahead and basically put it out there because I'm just asking. I don't ask God for money or any of those type of things. I just ask Him to bless my family and make sure that everybody's okay.
Uh-huh.
But there's something that I'd like to give a testimony about tonight that happened 9 years ago.
Okay.
That's weighing on my heart. I've been in a marriage for 20 years, and I have a 20-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter. And about 9 years ago, give me a moment.
Okay,
about 9 years
time.
Ago.
Take your time.
About 9 years ago, I found out that I was pregnant and the marriage wasn't so great or whatever. No one knew. No one knew that I was pregnant, including my husband, my family, and everybody else. I decided to terminate the pregnancy without anybody knowing. And to this day, it haunts me. I'm not proud of it, but it weighs on my heart, like, ridiculously. And it just bothers me. It just bothers me, like, a lot. And I just wanted to just free myself of that. That's all I wanted to do. I'm not proud of it. You know, I'm not boasting about it. I just wanted to just free myself of it, and I'm just asking for prayer. That's all.
Well, I'm gonna say that it's not something, of course, that you know any woman is proud of. You know, there's a lot of people who
It bothers me to this day because I never shared it with anyone. I'm actually sharing it for the first time tonight. My husband doesn't know. My family doesn't know. I don't know who's listening, but I'm just saying it's just bothered me like forever.
And it's fine, you know, because something like that will bother you. You know, that will definitely bother you because that's one of, like, your deepest, darkest secrets. You know, if people say, okay, don't keep secrets, but that's your deepest, darkest
secret. No one knows about it. Nobody.
Sister Lavina?
Yes.
I would just say this, that right now, this is the beginning process for the healing.
Right.
The fact that you're releasing this right now, the healing process has begun. And
right.
You need to have that because I understand the devastation that you're going through. And, well, I'm empathizing with that because obviously I've never been pregnant. But, however, anytime that we have anything that we've done that we're so bothered by it that it weighs on us for, you know, years and months or however long it does, that's not a good thing for us. We need to be able to forgive ourselves. God, when you go and confess and repent to God, He forgives you. Then it's a matter
right.
of us forgiving ourselves. And that's what the
right.
enemy will use to keep us bound.
Yes.
God then forgave us, but we have to forgive ourselves. And I think that the beginning process for the healing for you begun tonight when you released this thing.
That's right.
I just never shared it with anybody. I never said anything. And it's like it bugs me like every day. I just never said anything about it. Nobody knows. Nobody knows this.
Well, today was the time. I tell people... for instance, I never put a time frame on when God moves in our lives because that's not how God operates. He does it according to His timing. And the fact that today is the day that you did it was God's timing for you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I Minister Weathersby, I completely agree with you. You know, I believe this is the start, you know, to, you know, you forgiving yourself because once you make your decision and you did what you felt you had to do, you know, God has already forgiven you for that. Now it's time for you to forgive yourself and start your healing process.
I just felt that I hid it for so long, like a long time, like nine years.
My sister, can I say this to you? Romans 8:1 is very clear. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The biggest trick the enemy does is to get us to hold ourselves hostage.
Yes, amen.
Over the mistakes we've made in our lives. We've all made mistakes we're not proud of.
Yes,
if we were to really work this phone call tonight, every last one of us has dark secrets that we don't want no one to know. But there's no condemnation. As the minister said, the Lord has forgiven you, and it's time. And today starts. So I'm going to declare and decree over your life that no more will the devil hold this over your head.
Amen.
You are free. Hear me. I need you to hear me in your spirit. No more. There's no condemnation.
Amen.
And so now you have to start to forgive yourself. That's the process.
Sometimes. A lot of times, I just like, you know, what did you do? You know, you didn't share this with anyone.
You know what you did?
To nobody.
I'm going
to
tell you what you did.
Up until today.
I'll tell you what you did. You made a mistake.
Yes.
Like we all have done.
Right.
Don't put the weight of you made a mistake, and I'm sorry.
Right.
Let me say this to the woman of God. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm really enjoying the dialogue. Come in agreement with Jesus. Because with two or three gathered together, there he is in the midst. Sometimes it's going to be just you and Jesus there in agreement with each other. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And like the man of God just said, we all have sinned, because verse 10 tells us, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So because you came forward and confessed, hey, I messed up, I done something, guess what? Now you're on the way to recovery. You are already forgiven. You just got to come in agreement with Jesus. No one is better than you, sis. No one is better than you. Lord knows, I tell you, I can go on and on about the things I've done wrong, but you got to forgive yourself. Because as long as you keep on keeping that bottled up, you are hurting yourself. You're tormenting yourself. You got to forgive yourself. That's the only way it's going to help. Like the man of God just prophesied over your life. He spoke into existence. That power that lies in his tongue, the same power lies in your tongue. You got to use your words. Say, I am better. I'm over this. I'm done with this. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm done with this anxiety. I'm done beating myself up. I've moved on. You got to move on, because guess what? Jesus already moved on. He's still walking. You can keep following. So move on with Jesus. Let everybody live in your past. It don't matter what happened in the past. Now, worry about now, right now. Jesus moved your sins. It was just something that I've been holding for a long time, and my family doesn't know. Nobody knows that. No one knows that. I kept it to myself for a long, long time, and I don't know, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let it go tonight.
That was the Holy Ghost. That was the Holy Ghost, sis. That was the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Now, Shelly, I don't know you guys. I don't know any of you guys. I don't know any of you. But I just decided to say, you know what, I'm just going to talk about it.
Right?
Amen.
That's right.
That was the Holy Ghost. And one other thing, too, he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yes.
That's right.
Free indeed. And you know, the enemy wants us to think that God is not who God says he is, and God doesn't have the kind of power that God says he has. But God says, I got all power. I am the great I am.
Huh?
And one thing that I know, he says that my word shall accomplish that thing that I sent it to do. It won't return to me void.
Right.
If I set you free, you're free. If I say I forgive you of your sins, I forgive you. And then all he asks us to do is just to believe. Just to believe.
And
the Holy Ghost will give you that.
And I want to say this, and this is going to sound strange, but I need y'all to stay with me. R. Kelly has a song out, Trapped in the Closet.
Yes, sir.
And for too many of our Christians, we've been trapped in the closet with the secrets that we have.
That's
because
right.
The enemy says, I can't tell because people aren't going to receive me anymore. But
mm-hmm.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hear me, he is a liar. You don't have to be trapped, and no matter what you've done in life.
Amen.
You don't have to be trapped in the closet. Come
right.
out
right.
and be free. And tonight
Amen.
Is your coming out party.
Yes, it is.
That's
and so
right.
stand in
well,
the boldness.
That I'm not looking at it as a party. It's just something that's just been on my mind for like many years that I just
absolutely.
I just kept it inside myself. But is it real?
So
absolutely,
now,
it's real.
Right. And walk in your freeness now.
Yes.
Because he can't tell it no more because you told it.
That's right. The devil has nothing against you at this point.
There's no power. So that has no power anymore
right.
because you told it.
Amen.
I was afraid, like, oh, gosh, you know, if I say anything to anybody, my family, you know, my husband, you know, what are they going to think about me? All these types of things for a long, long time. I just was like, I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't want anybody to judge me. I don't want anybody to say anything. I don't want anybody to say you should have done that, da 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 da, this, that, and the third. But you know what? I just did it tonight, you know, and maybe, well, not maybe, you know what? Like you guys said, I'm freeing myself. I'm probably going to call my mom.
Amen.
I'm going to get off the phone and tell her. I'm going to
tell
her.
Amen.
Tell my husband that, you know what? I did this. I mean, it was just something, like I said, I wasn't trying to. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking back then. I don't know. I'm just saying that it has been on my heart heavy for 9 years. And like I said, I don't know you guys. I mean, I just started calling in the GQ Files shows. I don't, you know, I just felt that, you know what, tonight I'm going to go ahead and keep it real.
Amen.
I was hiding. I was lying, basically hiding lying to myself, basically.
Well, let me say this to you, sis. I know that you said that you don't know us. You may not know us far as in the flesh, but in spirit. That is what led you to us. The familiar Holy Spirit of Jesus led you to us. So you may not know our individual names or know us in the flesh, but that same self, same spirit is a part of the body of Christ that we are. We know each other, and the Lord lead us to each other. There is no want for those that fear the Lord. So the more you go closer to God, you will come in contact with his saints. And the Bible tells us in Psalms 34:9, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So as long as you fear the Lord enough, you got to think about it like this. I can't hold salvation. I can't do this because I got to fear God. He's the one that can send me to heaven. And I'm not going to be bound no more. I'm going to keep speaking. But that's what the devil didn't want you to do. He didn't want you to cry out to the Lord. He didn't want you to cry out. The righteous cry out, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Thus saith the Lord, Psalms 34:17. So I'm thanking God for you. I'm thanking God for you in your spirit. You cried out, and look at what's happening. You're healed. You can go celebrate. You can go and celebrate. So you know us because of the spirit of the Lord, just being a saint of God, being a part of him. Everybody who serves the Lord, we are brothers and sisters. We are family here. So you may not know us by name, but you know us in spirit and truth, and that's how we are supposed to be. Because remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. We have the lines are lit up. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to bring a couple more callers on. Shelly, don't you go nowhere. Say,
amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Mind, I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying? much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
I don't know
my feet, so I can
dance. So I can
dance.
I just wanna pray.
Woo, woo, woo.
I just wanna pray.
Hey.
Hey. Don't touch it, now I can hear my name.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, and we're just going to take a couple more callers. Welcome to GQ Power. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everyone.
Hello. How are you?
Heart happy, listening to everybody's testimonies, just letting go. You know, I had my good Sunday last Sunday. Well, I'm having a good Sunday this Sunday as well. But just listening, I mean, it's hard, but it's okay. You know, and Shelley, I have to say to you, you know, nobody knew, but God knew. God knew your every move. You know, and like they said, he forgave you. I went through a similar situation with my daughter. And I thought I was really going to have a serious nervous breakdown because she wanted to, you know, get rid of the baby because she was like, I'm too young. Okay, that's on you.
I'm 28 and married.
Okay, but I'm saying with my daughter, you know, like I told her, I had to sign the papers, everything. And, I mean, I was upset. I let her talk to a pastor, everything. You know, and she was like, well, Mom, this is my decision. You're right. You're right. The day that she's supposed to have the abortion, she came down there about 30 minutes before time, and she was just crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? She said, I can't do it. And it was just like something went all through me, like, you know, seriously? And my family downgraded me because, you know, she was so young having a baby. But like I told them, listen, everybody makes a mistake. You can make a mistake once, but now number two, that's no mistake. You know, and I'm really proud of my child right now because the baby is 5 years old and she haven't had another one. You know, but it's just, like I said, everybody's testimonies today have been, like, blessings. Miss Ethel, you brought tears to my eyes. You know, I personally know Miss Ethel as well. And I just want to say, you know, I'm just thankful for being here today for what I've been through. Because it could have been me. And, Lavina, you know what I mean when I say it could have been me. That's my testimony. You know, and I love you all, and everybody stay blessed, stay prayed up, and I'll do the same.
Thank you so much, too. You know, I think that what everybody has to understand, too, is that, you know, everybody is different, you know, and sometimes,
right.
you know, females make decisions. You know, I'm going to say females, of course, because men can't, you know.
Right.
But, sometimes females make decisions that is best for them. It might not be. Some people abuse the fact of it, and, you know, they're so to have it done. But at the same time, you know, sometimes females have to make decisions that's best for them, and it might not always be the best decision that everyone else can do, you know, everyone else can do, you know. But,
right.
you know, at the end of the day, it's a decision for them, and they have
right.
to make a decision that's best for them, you know. T, just hold the line because we're going to bring in another caller, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
T. Robinson.
How you doing, Mr. Robinson?
I'm doing all right. I was just calling basically to get in Lord all the good glory, and I just want to be thankful. Just give my testimony. I was shot 7 times, and they took me to CMC. I was shot 7 times, and the doctor came into the weight room and woke my wife and my older daughter up and told them they were sorry I was gone. But another doctor came behind and said, wait. He said, miraculous, he's back. I had passed for 30 minutes, and the good Lord brought me back. I got shot several times. And God is good. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He's so good. Yeah. And, you know, I done made mistakes in my life. You know what I'm saying? Being married, just made mistakes like lust. You know what I'm saying? But I was back years back, but I still, you know what I'm saying, repent and ask my wife, you know what I'm saying, for forgiveness. And she gets it. So if you wrong anyone, ask for forgiveness. And I like to say God is good. And I sit there like right now, I got shot, and I got to learn how to walk all over again. And say goodbye to God gave me that second chance. Lord God, save me. I tell everybody that out-of-body experience is so real. You know what I'm saying? The spirit do lead the body and move like the speed of light. I was out of my body, and it was such a peace undescribable and words. You know what I'm saying? I just can't put it into words. But the thing about it, he touched me and put me back in my body. Then I tried to push myself off the ground. But like I'm saying, I just want to let everybody know, it's like a lot of people out there, I pray at night and I ask God, you know what I'm saying? I pray for him, you know, to open up doors that people who don't have an understanding or know him that get the chance. And everybody, because he said before he returned, everyone, not just to know his name, they would know him, who he is and what he's about. God, fucking God is good, and I love his opportunity to be on the phone, and it's just great. And I thank y'all for doing this. You know what I'm saying? So people can get things out that's not able to get out. And it's just great. And I want to thank y'all so much. I want y'all to take the time out and just listen to me.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, yeah. God is good. He's good.
Amen. God,
good,
he is good all the time. And as long as you stay faithful to him, he's going to stay faithful to you. So these testimonies are so amazing. I'm so happy with the way Spiritual Sunday is set up to call in and say what you're grateful for, just to give that voice, because don't you know it just stirs up that inner part of you. Just being able to speak, you just don't know who you may inspire just sharing a testimony and saying I'm grateful. Or, you know, people abound in so many weeks and they call back in so many weeks. Since I've been here, so many people called in and said how grateful they were, how much of a blessing it's been to them just for being faithful to God, just calling in and saying you're grateful. So I'm glad.
Yes. And then the thing about it is it's like this. I always believed in God, you know, that I always believed in him. And the thing about it, it's like I was out in the world, doing this or that. But think about it, I can say it was a true story. It took for me to get shot in order to draw closure. Now I got to understand it. But one thing I did, I never questioned why, and I never will, because you never question God. No, he got a reason for everything. And like people just don't know, his return is probably very soon. Like it's not even the sun know when it's returned, but he's coming.
He's coming.
Right. Like you won't be able to tell one of the summer, and you see how the days since I've been.
Let me say this right quick, because something that was just said about don't question God, I can be careful. It's okay to question God. Yes, you can question God. Now, the thing is not to blaspheme against God. It's okay to ask God, because he says, ask and you shall receive. Ask him for understanding. It's all right to question him, but when he gives the answer, it's not okay to argue with God, go back and forth, accept the answer he gives. But, yeah, you can. It's all right to question God. Ask him, God, why is this happening to me? God, tell me. And he will answer you, and he will comfort you, you know.
Oh,
so
that's
okay.
I think when he said not to ask, you know, not to question God, I think he was, you know, pretty much saying not to question God as far as God saving his life. You know, everyone, you know, understands that, you know, you can always ask and you shall receive. You know, but a lot of people who have been through certain types of trauma, you know, in their life, who hasn't always walked and talked by faith, you know,
right.
they tend to do ask God, why did you save my life? You know,
right.
where they have to, you know, learn to remember that he saved your life because he's not done with you yet. It's not your time.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that's what he was, talking about. But we're going to go to another caller, and then it's Elder Pierce. If you can give words of encouragement to Mr. Robinson, we're going to bring on another caller real fast.
Okay.
Welcome to Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Miss CC?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Would you like to say what you're thankful for? Give your testimony.
Of course. I just want to say I'm thankful for life itself. I know I have those days when I would just like, you know, kind of think about all the things that I don't have. But thinking back on my life, I was in my past relationship, I was together with this guy for 4 years. And for all 4 years, for the first year, my whole relationship was, like, nice. Everything was lovely, and I could find no faults of it. But I began to, like, see changes, and the changes, they just happened. They weren't any gradual change. He just changed all of a sudden. He started beating on me, and, I mean, when he beat me, it was like he would actually beat me like a man. And
wow.
I kept it hidden from my parents for a long, 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 long time until one day that I think I was driving or something. And I ended up going over to my friend's house, and he was on drugs, and I didn't know at the time that he was on drugs really bad. He kept it hid. And this particular night, I happened to be over at my friend's house. I saw his car go up the road. And I had my two little cousins in the car with me, and he turned around in the road, and he came back, and he just, like, bust the window and just started hitting me in the head, and I freaked out unconscious. And I happened to be under the steering wheel, and I was driving, but I know it was God that just kind of got within me and just made my foot hit the brake. So, because we would have kept going, we were going to go straight into a brick wall. And that was, like, the first incident, and that kept going on for a long time. But 3 years ago was, like, very, very, very life-changing. And I really believe that's when God and I kind of, like, got a stronger bond. I almost got shot in the face 3 years ago. And it was to the point where I just literally saw my life flash before my eyes. I think he was drunk that night or something happened. He was drunk, and it was he and his friends in the front room. And I guess he had something happen. He had a bad experience with it or whatever, but he came in the house, and he just jumped on me. He just started choking me. And, you know, I hear him in the background telling, well, I'm finna go take you off the map. I'm finna kill you and this. So I'm thinking that he's just saying. So in the meantime, I'm getting my clothes together, getting ready to come back to my house. And he stopped me in the middle of the hallway and had a pistol in my face. And the only reason that pistol didn't go off was because it jammed. And I know from that day forward, I've been thanking God ever since, because I know that I'm here for a reason. I know I'm not here just because of myself. I know he was there to stop that trigger from going off. And, I mean, I try right now. I get seriatic when I think about it, because I see people complain. They complain about, like, little small stuff. You have nothing to complain about because you have life itself. You know what I'm saying? You think about the kids overseas. You know, you complain about what you want to eat. If you have bologna in the refrigerator, you got something to eat. It may not be what you want to eat, but you got something to eat compared to the kids overseas. You know what I'm saying? And it irks my nerves so bad to hear people complain about the smallest things. And I posted the status on Facebook today, Lavina. I said that if we would sit down and just look at the things that we're grateful for, if we spend time thanking God for what we're grateful for, we won't have time to think about what we don't have.
We wouldn't
have time to think about it. But I'm thankful for life itself. And I know I haven't always been close to God, but ever since that day, I know God has me here for a purpose. And whatever my purpose is, I'm going to find it. And when I find we're going to get even tighter.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And I saw your post, you know, and you were on the show.
I
said, you know what? I said, she has a testimony. She has a testimony. Because, you know, you'd be surprised, you know, how people pay attention to what's being written, you know.
Amen.
Right.
And, you know, people pay attention. I'm one that I try to observe everything. You know, once you have a connection with someone, you know, you want to know about that person, you know. And I saw it, and I said, she has a testimony. You know, she has a testimony. And believe me, your testimony is going to save a lot of people's lives, because a lot of people
are
going
through. Amen.
I hope it does. I hope it does.
I thank you.
Yes, Minister Weathersley,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say this one thing to that child. You know your purpose. Just look at 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, the 10th through the 16th verse. God already done showed it to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just to help, you know, without even going to the Bible with you, you know, because we, you know, form the connection, you know, your voice alone is your purpose. You know, you're gifted. You know, with a talent, and when you have that talent is for you to utilize and speak out. You know, when you sing a song and you preach to people, there to you, you're telling your story. But to them, you're given a confession that so many people can relate to. So that's your purpose. You know, you were given a gift and you utilize it very well. And you just stay encouraged and just stay determined. You know, and keep God first at all times. And
always.
Amen.
Elder Pierce, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Oh, absolutely. My sister, may I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. That's too young to be going through that. It is a problem in this country with this domestic violence. God bless you that you survived. I pray that you're not still with this young man.
I'm not. I pray and I ask God to take him away. You know, I don't even, it's sad to say, I asked him, I don't even want to love him no more. You know, affectionate love, I take that away, because I saw my family getting in trouble. I saw the future, what was going to happen.
Right.
So, and I didn't want my parents or anything or my family to get in trouble behind it. More say myself.
Yeah.
So I asked God to just let me forget about him.
Amen. Because as we all know, that's the hardest struggle, is for our sisters to break away from these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I admire your courage at such a young age. As I said, you're too young to be going through that. And so I just pray that the Lord continues to strengthen you. And I just want to pray over your life that he surrounds you and brings someone into your life that will love you the way you deserve to be loved.
Amen.
And that you don't hold what the other young man did against the young man that God has placed in your life to love you and to cover you. Because their wounds and the wounds, you know, the physical wounds heal, but there's still some other emotional wounds there. So I'm praying right now for your healing, emotionally and spiritually, that this man hasn't tainted you from love, because what he did was not love.
Right.
That young man is sick, and I even pray for him right now in the name of Jesus, that wherever he is, and I don't want you to go find him. I want you to hear me. Don't go find him. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Lord will arrest him right now wherever he is, and that the next time he attempts to put his hands on anyone, that the Lord will strike him.
Yeah, that's right.
And we pray for healing over his life, but right now God needs his attention.
Amen.
And so again, I commend you. Stay strong. Stay committed to God. Stay around positive people, and you know the signals. Don't ignore your signals.
That's right.
Whenever
you're
in a relationship.
Amen, sir.
Right.
Whenever you're in a relationship, don't ignore the signal. You
Amen.
Know what it looks like, and you know where that's going to end, and so
Amen.
Flee. Amen.
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 Amen. We have a couple more callers that we're going to go to right now, where we usually go to a song. We have about 15 minutes left for the show. But we're going to bring the other callers on as well, because they can share and give their testimony and say what they're thankful for this evening. So we're on the line, and we're going to bring other callers in. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. This is Rachel. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, I've been listening to the whole show. I would have pressed one from the beginning, but I am at work. All the wonderful testimonies I've heard have been so inspiring to me. And I would like to tell everybody that my heart is heavy right now. I need prayer. I don't go to church as often as I would like to, as often as I need to. I was brought up and raised in the church. I have to work 16-hour days, a lot of times 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's hard. I'm tired. But unfortunately, I have two children, but unfortunately, I have to pay for them by myself. The father is not good at job, has not ever kept a job. It's hard. It's hard. I just need prayer. Please pray for me that I can do to have the strength to do this. It's getting hard. I'm getting older. My bones are weak. I'm asking for prayer tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, sis, you came to the right place to ask for prayer, but I'm going to tell you this also. It's some things that are not to be carried in prayer. Like if you need a healing or deliverance from something, you can speak into existence what you need. Like if you need to be healed, just say, I am healed, because by his stripes are already there. So many of us, we pray for Jesus to come, but Jesus, the well is already inside of you. If you want to be, if you're going through anxiety and depression, you say right now, I will not allow this to take place in my body. You have to go. You have power already in your tongue. The Lord has created you. He already created us with his power. So if something's going to have to go to God in prayer, the woman with that issue of blood, she didn't pray to be healed. She just spoke it into existence. She said, if I could just touch him, I could be healed. And she was healed instantly. She grabbed virtue out of Jesus just with her belief. I hope you were on the phone. You said you were listening to Lavina's mother had us crying in here because her belief in how she was healed. She had to speak that thing. Yes, she prayed, but the healing came by her belief in her speaking. And believing God can do just what he said he's going to do. So you just got to start speaking and come in agreement with the Lord. Love yourself enough. Know that you're worthy. You're a beautiful person. And come in agreement with that, that you are worthy. Come in agreement with that. Forgive yourself. Hold your head up high.
I have had a problem for a long time with forgiving myself. I would call a self-abuser. I recently came to the recognition with that. I was a self-abuser, so the abuse that I was enduring from the horrible marriage that I was in and the other relationships, it, to me, you know, in a way, it was okay because I was so used to abusing myself, you know. But now I've come to a point in my life where I'm worth so much more than I allowed myself to go through. Why did I think, you know, I should not have thought that it was okay for me to wear the pants in a relationship, be the breadwinner in the household and take care of everything? It's hard. It's hard. Especially now that people have gotten older. They're asking for more. They need more. They require more. And I fear that there's going to be a moment where I'm just going to fall and I can't do it. I'm just asking for strength. And I know he'll give it to me. I'm asking for y'all to pray with me and for me.
My sister, let me say this to you.
That's correct. You know, that is correct. When you ask for, you know, people to pray with you and pray for you. You know, that is correct. You know, there's nothing, you know, wrong with that. Our better relationship that we have, the best one we have, is the one between us and God, you know, individually and God. You know, at GQ Palace, you know, we welcome anyone to call in. And if you're looking for prayer, you know, we are here to pray for you. You know, we'll pray for you and with you. You know, that's what we're here for. You know, and I don't want you to think that, you know, your prayer, you know, they're not going to pray for you because we have multiple callers that we're going to go to, you know, and then we're also, you know, I'm going to ask either Minister Weathersby, you know, or Elder Pierce to pray, you know, for the callers that did call in tonight that are looking for prayer, you know, so I'm going to ask one of you or both of you, however, you know, you want to do it, you know, to pray for, you know, the callers who are requesting, you know, prayer. And at the same time, you know, I wish that you guys would pray for GQ Palace as well. But what we're going to do, Rachel, I know you're at work, and Elder Pierce, I know you're trying to say something. I can hear you. I'm going to let you say something, and then we have a couple more callers that we're going to go to. So, Elder Pierce, you can go ahead. You have four.
I'll make it real quick. My sister, I want you to hear me loud and clear. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I'm declaring and decreeing over your life that what you're doing, you are not working, but you are sowing seeds that you're going to reap a harvest in due season. I want you to hear this in the spirit. You are not just working. You are sowing seeds into your children. You are sowing seeds that you're going to reap and harvest that you won't have room enough to receive. But the sowing is work, and that's why you're tired. But don't you grow weary, because you're not doing this just to be doing it. You are sowing a seed that you're going to reap and harvest. It says you shall reap, not you may. You shall reap. I declare this over your life. You shall reap a harvest. Don't faint.
Amen. Rachel, just hold the line. We are going to take a couple more callers. Actually, I'm going to bring them on at the same time because time is of the essence. We're going to bring one caller first. Welcome to GQ Palace. Have your name, please.
This is Kia.
Hey, Kia. How are you?
Yeah. Blessed. Thank you.
Kia.
How are you guys?
Good.
Amen.
I was listening to the testimony that the person before Rachel spoke about her sister, for herself, and the domestic violence.
Yes.
This is like a trying week this week because she's 25. At 25, I was 10. I was not 10 yet. I was 10, going to be 10 the 16th of February. But my sister's boyfriend shot her. She didn't survive her shooting in the head. But her birthday is this week. But I always rest assured, and I grew up on the 23rd Psalm, and especially that last ending about surely goodness.
Yes.
You know, it was a tough time for my parents because she was the oldest, and the fact that I didn't turn 10 until the next day, which is the 16th of February. But I thank God He has kept us through this. She has a birthday this week. It's always a trying time when her birthday comes. And it's always a trying time when my birthday comes because she was killed the day before my birthday. But I thank God that he has kept us. The link was broken, but the link will be back together.
Right.
So I thank God that, you know, he has kept us. That 23rd song, that's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Isaiah 40,
28 through the last, you know, that's just one of my favorite scriptures, and that has kept me through this. It's going to be 17 years next year that she has not been with us, but God has kept us through all this.
Amen.
I thank God for just being an instrumental in my life. I know who he is. I've been saved a long time. I'm blessed. I have my salvation. I'm just grateful for everything.
Amen.
I have no complaints. I shall not complain.
Amen.
Before I ask for words of encouragement, we're going to bring one more caller on. Welcome to DC Power Spirit this Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, my name is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm blessed, thank God.
Yes.
I just was listening, you know, to a few little callers here, and I was just thinking to myself. I said, I just thank the Lord that I'm still here in the land of the living. So many different things have been occurring in the past couple of months, really, with the Hurricane Sandy and a lot of people there didn't make it, and, you know, people are still homeless and don't have no place to live, you know, and have lost a lot of things. And sometimes you sit back and you look at your own situation and you say, wow, I'm still blessed, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain about the not having power and lights and stuff, but in reality, and at all, I'm still here, and I'm still blessed, because
Amen.
If you do without lights, if you take it back to a little bit of history, we used to didn't have no lights. We were living by kerosene lamps, you know, and throwing wood in the fire. And I think we done came so far, you know, in this modern times, you know, everything is so fast in the fast lane, sometimes we forget where we come from. So sometimes when you sit back and think, you got to give, you know, God all the praise, because he has brought us from a mighty long way.
Amen.
And a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes.
And so I pray for all those that, you know, have lost, you know, all that they have, and just, know they have to know that God is still watching over them, and he's going to make a way for them.
Oh, no way.
I just sit back and think just keep looking up and trusting and believing that God's gonna put them back in some homes, and things that they need will be given to them. And a lot of people right now are reaching out and helping each and every one of those. And I'd sit back and also hear of all the boyfriends killing girlfriends and leaving the kids without parents. It's just so much. Like I said, we got a lot to be thankful for. And every night and every morning, we got something to thank God for. And I think about my own struggles. I have lost a part-time job. And Lord only knows, I have been struggling. I mean struggling. Because the two jobs is what helped me to pay all my bills and keep me up to par where I needed to be. But even though I have lost that, God has still been watching over me. I ain't hungry. I still have a roof over my head, and I'm being blessed.
Amen.
If we can give words of encouragement, starting with Miss Kia. Kia, Rachel, and Miss Sheila. If you guys
need
words of encouragement for them.
Sure. Let me just say this, and I'm going to be short. I know we're running out of time. I'm just going to read Romans 8:28, and this is for everyone. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good. The good things, the bad things, the painful things, the discouraging things, all things work together for the good. And so knowing that, we can't give up, because if God allowed this to happen, it says that all things work together. Not all things are good, but all things work together for good. Hear me. All things are not good. We heard the testimonies of some horrible situations, but through it all, God has gotten the glory, and he has worked it out for our good. And so we can praise God. We could, that should be encouraging enough right there, that God, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good, and that we are survivors, we have made it, and we're going to continue to make it, because what did that song say? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God bless you all, and stay encouraged.
Okay. Minister Weathersby, I know you're waiting to say something over there.
Well, I was looking at the time, and I didn't want to, you know, I want to go too long or anything like that. But I concur with Elder Fields. I wholeheartedly agree, and that's a scripture that I hang my hat on, because I know that in everything that God does, we need to understand that God's will is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yes.
We may not like it. We may not understand it. But God's will is good and is acceptable and is perfect. And for them that love the Lord, we just have to be willing to accept what God's will is for our life. And knowing that, again, as Elder said, all things, not some part, three-thirds or 99 and a half, all things work together for our good. And we are the one that are the called and that love the Lord. First off, that love the Lord. Amen. And are the called according to his purpose. So I concur. I encourage everyone. Just keep on trusting in God, believing in God, and knowing that he has your best interest at heart.
That's right. Minister Sanders, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Yes, I'll just say quickly. I concur with all the encouragements, but I stand on Proverbs 3. Just don't forget the Lord. Keep his commandments. Keep God close to you. Continue resting in him, and you will have all the understanding you need. Trust in God with all your heart and lean not to what you understand. Understand that the things you're going to go through is ways you're not going to understand. Our ways are not his ways all the time. So just because you're doing everything right, trust me, the devil is really going to bother you. You're going to go through more in life as you become more in Christ. So just because you're tribulating, just because things are going bad for you, don't mean you're doing wrong. It's because you're doing right. The devil is afraid, and he really needs you to depart from God. But don't be wise in the things you can do. Just continue to fear the Lord and depart from that evil. Continue to say those difficult no's. Continue to say those difficult no's and trust in God. Trust in God with all your heart, and let him direct you. Acknowledge him. Pray. Pray, and God will direct you in everything you need to do. That's my words of encouragement.
Amen.
Oh, I think it's time, y'all, go around. Elder Pierce, if you have any announcements, how we contact you,
well,
if you like to share that.
Before we do the announcements, if they can just say a quick prayer for the callers who are requesting prayer, either Elder Pierce or Minister Weathersby, if one of you guys can just do just a brief prayer for those who are requesting prayer.
Go ahead, Elder Pierce.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for every caller who called today, Lord God, and we thank you for their testimonies, oh Lord God. And we pray now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would send your minister and angels to them, oh Lord God, to continue to encourage them, oh Lord God. We thank you for their courage, oh Lord God. We thank you for their Holy Ghost boldness, oh Lord God.
Yes,
and we
Lord
declare
God.
And decree over their lives that victory is theirs in Christ's name, Lord God. And Father, I pray for the one who listened to this call but did not call, oh Lord God.
Yes,
we pray
Father.
Right now that you encourage their heart, oh Lord God.
The
one who is
Jesus.
At home alone, oh Lord God, and who is going
Lord.
In that burden on their heart right now, oh Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you would send your ministering angels to them, oh Lord God, and send someone, oh Lord God, to give the word of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we cancel every enemy attack upon them, oh Lord God, and we proclaim victory in the lives, oh Lord God. And Father, we thank you for this avenue of this radio program, oh Lord God.
Yes,
we thank you for the anointing that rests on this program and on the host, oh Lord God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh Lord God. But Lord God, that in every tongue that rises up against them, they shall condemn, oh Lord God. So we're going to proclaim victory, oh Lord God. We're going to proclaim that this show is going to expand in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing. We bless you and love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. And in closing, we just want to take a few minutes out just to thank our special guest, Elder Robert Pierce, for joining us this evening. It was a pleasure, definitely, and I knew it would be, you know, but I would definitely say that we had an amazing show this evening with all of the testimonies, with people calling in saying what they're thankful for. For those of you who did not press one, I'm sure that you enjoyed yourself and the show along with the testimonies of everyone else. If anyone did miss the show, we're placing up a link on Facebook, which will link everyone to the archive that they'll be able to listen to the show on the archive. Once again, you know, we do want to thank Elder Robert Pierce, all the callers, all the listeners, my co-host, Minister Sanders. It's always a pleasure. We are unfortunately out of time right now. So in closing, we're going to go to Isaac Carey in the middle. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Please make sure you stay prayed up. And the song that's been a force in my mind and my heart is No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper.
Amen.
Make sure that you look that song up on YouTube. It's very inspirational. I don't understand why it's been in me, you know, when I've been waking up to it, but I take heed for it, I prayed on it, and I leave all my problems, all my trials and tribulations, I leave it all to man above. So everyone have a blessed and safe weekend, and we will talk to everybody next week.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Hype Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major. production.